朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
神家里面最大的特点是什么？
What's the greatest characteristic of the house of God?
爱。
What is it?
赞成是爱的举手。
Those of you who said it's love, raise your hand.
感谢主哈。那神家最大的特点是神的同在。
The greatest characteristic is God's presence.
他同在，什么都在了，对不对
？When he's here, then we have everything, right?
因为圣经上特别介绍到耶稣的时候，约翰福音、约翰一书三个重要的主题。
When John began to describe Jesus, and also in the Epistle of 1 John, the three main character themes.
讲到他是光，他是爱，他是我们的生命和能力。
That he is light, he is our life, and he is our strength and our power.
所以教会最大的特点是神在我们中间，神跟我们同在。
And the greatest characteristic of the church is God's presence, that he is with us.
因为你们相不相信别的团体也讲爱？
And you, the other organizations, they also talk about love.
我在大学的时候，我们有一个大学团，不是团契，我们有各种的社团 club.
When I was in college, we had a lot of clubs that was in our school.
有一个社团叫做爱爱社，一个爱还不够，要 double 爱。
There was one particular club that's a club of multiple loves.
他们就是专门去安慰照顾孤儿寡妇或是弱势团体，所以叫爱爱社。
They'll go and take care of those who are orphans, those who are widows, and those who are in need in society.
那我想我们在神家里面，我们感谢神，我们跟世人最大的不同是神跟我们同在。
And we trust and we thank God that the greatest difference in the house of God is his own presence.
而且他住在我们里面。
And he dwells in us.
我跟你说哈，这个今天我们就要讲到一节，说个人要看别人比自己强。
And this one particular verse we're going to come to today, that we're going to esteem one another better than ourselves.
你们觉得容不容易？
Do you think it's easy?
觉得做得到的举手好不好？
Those of you who think that you can do it, raise your hands.
我跟你讲，再丑的人都觉得自己比别人漂亮。
And I'll tell you, no matter how ugly you are, you think you're better looking than someone else.
真的，那个再坏的人都觉得我自己身上有很多特点是你没有的。
And no matter how terrible you are, in some ways you think that there's still some qualities within me.
我跟你们讲过，在香港有个黑社会的头子，他说我不需要信耶稣，因为我这一生凭良心行事。
And there was a head of the mafia in Hong Kong. He says, I don't need Jesus because I live this my entire life with a clear conscience.
跟他传福音的朋友说，为什么？
And so the brother who shared the gospel with him asked him, how come? Why?
他说我卖的毒品从来不掺粉的。
He says the drugs that I sell are the best of qualities.
我底下的妓女院没有一个妓女是我强迫来的，都是她自己来的。
And all the prostitutes that I have, none of them I force them to come. They all come willingly themselves.
我底下的人为我出去办事，这个还不是殉道。死的话，他说我养他的家人。
And my people who work for me, if they lose their life in the process of doing work for me, I will take care of their family.
所以我说我们要看别人比自己强，真的很难。
So for us to esteem others better than ourselves, it is a very difficult challenge.
我前几天听到一个又让我很高兴，但是又会让我有点遗憾的故事哈。
A few days ago, I heard a story that actually brought me some joy, but at the same time, some sadness with it.
因为有一个姊妹说，她开车的时候就在放我们教会的光碟，是我讲到她翻译。
So a sister was said had told me that while she was driving, she would listen to the messages at church.Pastor, you would be speaking, and I would be translating.
然后她妈妈坐在后面一起听。
And her mom would be sitting in the back listening as well.
她妈妈完全不懂英文。
Her mom didn't understand a word of English.
然后听了讲到一段了以后，就跟她这个女儿说：“这个外国人道讲的真好，只是这个翻译还没有那么好。
”And so the mom says to the daughter, "This foreigner speaks very well, but this translator is not so good."
那变成说是他讲的很好，我是他的翻译，只是翻译没那么好。
It seems like I'm the one who's speaking, and Pastor Yu is the one translating, and the translation is not as good.
那我们当然笑得要死了哈。可是呢，我心里面就在想，糟糕了，明明是我讲到，怎么会变成这个样子呢
？So of course we laugh when we heard, but I felt like, well, I'm the one who's preaching. How come people were misinterpreted that way?
后来那个录音组开会的时候就说。 音响组有的时候把他的声音放得比我大，所以看起来我像翻译的。
And so we come to the realization that the recording group would raise the voice of、the translator, me, and not so much the pastor you, so it would seem like I'm the one that is speaking.
他们很有爱心是为了安慰我，我说你不用，你们不用安慰了，因为他妈妈不懂英文，所以也听不懂他在讲什么，反正就是我讲得不够好就是了。
So they were comforting me, I said it's okay,、the mom really didn't understand any word of English, so、just that I didn't,、well, I wasn't able to eloquently、present the message very well.
我们之所以能够看别人比自己强，
And the only way for us to esteem others better than ourselves.
刚刚诗歌告诉我们说，因为我看见你里面有王的荣美。
Because that last song we sang, it says that I saw the beauty of the Lord in you.
所以前两天这个听说姊妹聚会在读一篇文章哈，那个昨天早上于师母在晨祷的时候有分享。
A few days ago, the sisters meeting fellowship, they read a particular article and it was shared to us.
他们正好也引用到腓立比书的这一段，所以我昨天也拿来看了一下。
And they were using the particular verses in Philippians, so I took that article and I read it.
那里面黎托森弟兄就讲到，他说我们一般人常常都喜欢看别人的失败。
And Brother Watchman Nee says that for most of us,Oftentimes we look at other people's failures.
但是呢，神却看我们暗中的得胜。
But the Lord looks at our victories that are won in secret.
那我们要看对方要怎么样子能够做到别人比我自己强呢？
And how do we get to the point where we esteem others better than ourselves?
你应该去看他里面的新造，然后看自己的旧造。
And you need to look at the new creation in others and look at the old creation within ourselves.
他可能在100件事情里面有一件，有一两件活在旧造里面，他的失败暴露在你面前。
And of the 100 things that he lived out, there may be 2 or 3 that he's still living in the old creation and they're exposed before you.
可是他在隐藏的地方可能有90多件他都靠着主是得胜的。
But in the hidden places, 90 some odd items, he had won victory in those things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能在十件事情里面有一件事情是失败的。
Perhaps of the 10 things in our lives, one of which we are failures.
你们可能别人没有看到，但是你如果是100件的话，你就是10件失败，对不对？
And if it was 100 things in our lives, proportionally there would be about 10 that we failed in.
所以我们要学习只看自己的旧造，学习欣赏别人的新造。
And we learn to look at the aspect of our old creation, to look at the new creation in others' lives.
我们看见别人的荣美啊。
So we see the beauty in others.
今天我继续讲成全圣徒各尽其职。
Today we want to continue on the topic of equipping the saints for the work of ministry.
讲到在基督里面该有的教会生活。
And we want to talk about the proper and the life, the church life that is to be in the life of the saints.
我上个礼拜讲过以弗所书的前三章，讲到那个荣耀的教会，讲到荣耀的启示。
And the first 3 chapters of Ephesians talk about the glorious church, that glorious revelation.
神把他永远的旨意借着前三章向我们显明出来。
God has revealed His eternal purpose to us through the first 3 chapters.
所以以弗所书的前三章讲启示。
So the first 3 chapters again talks about the revelations of God.
但是以弗所书的后三章讲实行，或是讲地上的生活，或是讲具体的见证。
And the last 3 chapters talks about practicalities, the exercise of these things, and the testimony that can be seen in this world.
再高的启示
no matter how great and how grand the revelation,
再荣耀再永远的旨意都需要在最平凡的生活里面把它实现出来。
These glorious purpose and will, they need to be actualized in the ordinary lives that we live.
但是你发现第四章到第六章讲到我们基督徒在地上各种的生活。
And when chapter 4 and it begins to talk about the various roles that we have in our lives,
怎么样子把天上的意象在地上实现出来？
And how do we actualize this vision that we see from heaven and live it out?
怎么样把最高的启示在最小的事情上活出来？
And this highest revelation can be revealed in the smallest matters in our lives.
他第一个就讲到教会生活。
And the very first thing that the author mentions is the church life.
后面才来讲家庭的生活。
And then it talks about family life.
讲到夫妻，讲到父母跟孩子。
Husband and wives and parents with their children.
在接下来才讲到职场的生活。
And then it talks about our secular lives.
最后讲到属灵的征战。
And then it talks about a spiritual warfare.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就晓得在神的心目中。
So you know in the heart of God.
神最在乎的是他的旨意怎么样子在我们的生活中被活出来。
What God cares about most is how his will is actualized in our lives.
而在活出来的里面，他最在乎的是我们怎么样过教会的生活。
And then when we start actualizing it, he cares about how we live the church life.
所以第四章一开始就讲教会的生活。
So chapter 4 immediately begins with the aspect of the church life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天教会生活在我们身上不是放在后面可有可无的。
Brothers and sisters, the aspect of church life is something that is not to be in the back seat that we can do with.
虽然我们可能一个礼拜才来一两次两三次的聚会
maybe out of the week we come once or twice for our gatherings
但是神在乎我们怎么过教会的生活
but God cares about how we live out this church life
在这里为什么要讲在基督里呢
so why does he talk about in Christ
教会跟基督不是一个吗
isn't the church and the Christ one?
他是头，我们是身体，根本就是一个。
He's the head with the body. We are one.
为什么要多此一举再加个在基督里呢
？Why does he have to mention particularly in Christ?
正常的教会生活本来就是应该在基督里的。
A normal church life needs to be in Christ.
但我从另外一个角度来讲，也只有在基督里，你才可能有正常的教会生活。
And from a different perspective, only when you are in Christ can you have a normal church life.
今天天底下各式各样的教会多得不得了哈。
There are all sorts of churches throughout the world.
啊，我都忘记统计数字了，在光在美国的教会不知道是多少万，还是十几万，还是二十几万。光教会就这么多哈。
And the various churches gathering in America alone is in the order of millions.
但是我们都知道，没有一个教会没有问题。
But we know that every church have their own problems.
没有一个教会没有他的软弱。
And every church have their own weaknesses.
啊，所以格林汉也讲过，大概是穆迪还是施布真也讲过，如果你发现有一个完全 perfect church 教会，你最好不要去，因为你一去就把它变得不完全。
And Billy Graham and Moody both said that if you discover a perfect church in this world, please do not go because once you attend, it will be imperfect.
因为我们人都不完全。
Because we are all imperfect.
所以今天要在主的面前有一个合神心意的教会的话
，So for church.To be according to the heart of God,
它的前提一定是在基督里。
At the very foremost, the foreground is that it must be in Christ.
就跟我们今天讲任何的事情。
Just like everything we talk about today.
你任何的计划、任何的活动、任何的度假计划，你一定有一个前提，就是必须要有氧气，对不对？我们就不去想它了。
And any one of your plans, any one of your activities, there must be something that is at the forefront of it is there's oxygen. So you don't need to worry about
你没有氧气，什么都不要谈。
If you don't have oxygen in the presence of your life,
今天
you don't need to talk about anything.
教会不在基督里，你去讲教会生活，白讲的。
So if the church is not in Christ, then there's no point talking about this church life.
今天就是因为教会太多的不正常，所以我们今天要来看到底怎么过教会生活。
Because there are so many abnormalities within this."quote unquote" church life. We need to come and look at how do we live a normal church life.
我们多么希望今年在主的面前成全圣徒，各尽其职，不再是一个口号哈。
And how we pray that this year, this equipping of the saints for the work of ministry is not just a slogan.
我觉得我们最近两三年对教会的主题大家都很认真。
And I think that the past few years, everyone has been very diligent concerning the theme that we have for each year.
我们不仅开头有很多的祷告，我们结束的时候有很多的检讨。
And not only do we begin with a lot of prayers, and then we have a lot of evaluations at the end of the year.
啊，像让主居首位啊，跟随耶稣的脚中行啊，我觉得大家都很认真啊。
For example, that the Lord will have the first place or walk in the footstep of the Lord, we're all very diligent in learning and following.
但是我们希望在主的面前更加谦卑，好让我们的进步是真实的。
But we pray that we are even more humble before the Lord, that our improvements are more and more real.
前几天，教员弟兄让我看一个这个微信上的这个小 joke 也好哈。
And brother 教员 shared a joke with me a few days ago.
那个他把它变了一个样子告诉我，好，那就有人在这里检讨2013年。他整个目标的评估哈，就是2013年年初不是有很多目标吗？年底的时候他的评估达到了没有
？Okay, so this story began with a person evaluating whether he has reached his goals at the beginning of the year.
那个故事上是写的世界上的人呢，哈，所以他要赚几百万呐，他要买几栋房子啦，要开最豪华的车，那个是世界上的。那么我们把它变成属灵的。
So the story was telling a man who is looking at the secular.Gains, great mansion, cars, how much money he would gain, but let's look at the spiritual aspect of our lives.
他第一项是今年要把圣经读三遍。
So the very first item that was listed was to read the Bible 3 times this year.
第二个，每天早上是5点钟起来晨更。
Secondly, wake up every day 5 o'clock in the morning and have morning devotion.
第三个，今年绝对不说批评论断的话。
Thirdly, I would never speak of any words that is complaining or ridiculing someone.
第四个，我每一次都不迟到。
And I would always be on time.
每一个他都打勾啊。
And every single one of these things he was able to put a check mark to.
前面九个全部都打勾都做到了。
And the first nine items he was able to say, yeah, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it.
第十个就是要革除我喜欢吹牛的毛病。
And the last one is to get rid of this problem where I am
boasting,
exaggerating.
他就打叉了。
And so he says, no, I didn't do that.
所以表示前面九个都没做。
And it means he's exaggerated on the first nine. He really didn't do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，这个立心愿是一件事啊。
Brother and sister, to have a heart that is set before the Lord is one thing.
到底我们在主的面前能不能交得出来是另外一件事情。
Whether we can say, Lord, I've done it is another.
今年这个题目其实跟每一个人都有关系的。
And again, I want to emphasize that this theme has to do with every one of us this
year. 因为有人问过我说，这个题目是只给教会领袖们听的。
Because somebody have commented that this theme seems to be only for those who are leaders in the church.
No, 我要跟你们说 no.
And I want to emphasize once again, no.
因为圣经上里面在乎我们彼此的成全。
Because the scripture talks about equipping one another.
而且我特别说到成全。
And I said particularly this equipping.
是为了要提升对方属灵的价值。
It's to elevate the spiritual worth of the other person.
成全。
And again, equipping.
是为了扩大对方蒙福的度量。
It's to enlarge the capacity by which the other person may be blessed.
所以当我跟你相会的时候。
So when I meet with you.
我要怎么样子借着我跟你在一起，我能够提升你的价值，能够扩大你蒙福的度量。
How do I use the opportunities to elevate your worth and to enlarge your capacity of being blessed?
同样的，我也很希望借着我们能够在一起的机会。
And at the same time, I desire that when we have these occasions where we are together.
你能够提升我的价值。
You can also elevate my worth.
你能够扩大我在主面前蒙福的度量。
You can also enlarge the capacity by which I may be blessed.
换句话说，只要我们能够有机会在一起。
As another word is that as whenever we are together,
我们都希望我们能够成为对方的祝福。
I pray that we could be a blessing to one another.
我们也能够从对方的身上得到祝福。
And from each other's lives that we may be blessed.
当然，这样子的生活可能有用消极的方式，有用积极的方式啊。
And of course, these and we can look at examples from both positive ends and negative ends.
所以我曾经跟你们讲过，苏格拉底曾经说过啊。
Socrates once said,
他说你如果娶得一个贤惠爱你的妻子，你终身幸福。
If you married an excellent wife who loves you, you will be blessed for the rest of your life.
不然的话，你就会成为一个伟大的哲学家。
Or you will be a great philosopher.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand the joke?
你就会对人生有很多很深的体会了。
You have all sorts of understandings of life.
所以难怪苏格拉底这么伟大。
That's why Socrates was such a great man.
他有一次上课上到一半。
In the middle of a class,
这个他太太当着学生面冲进来。
And in front of all his students, his wife rushed into the classroom.
当面骂他一顿。
And in front of all his students, his wife scolded him.
然后学生这个出去了。
And then she left.
学生们正在同情他的时候。
And as all the students were showing compassion on him,
太太又回来弄一桶水倒到他身上才走。
And the wife came back with a bucket of cold water and poured it on him and then ran out of the room.
他能够安安静静地说，他说我早就知道雷声之后必有大雨。
And he quietly murmured and said, I knew that the thunder would come after a great rain.
你说这种修养从哪里来的？
So where did these things come from?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能从不同的方式从对方身上得祝福。
Yes, we will learn to be blessed from different aspects of each other's lives.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
我们都是旧造的。
We are all of the old creation.
你在你身上的确一定有很多的长处是我没有的。
And there are certain qualities within you that is not within me.
但是也有可能我从你身上也受到了许多的伤害和搅扰。
And maybe I've also suffered some disturbance or some harm from you as well.
我们怎么样被神摆在一起的时候，我们真正能够活出来。彼此成全啊。
And how do we pray? We need to pray that when we are put together that we can really equip one another.
所以在这里当我们讲到在基督里该有的教会生活的时候。
So when we talk about the proper church life we ought to have that is in Christ.
神让我们过教会的生活是为了要建立基督的身体。
God wants us to have a church life so that the body of Christ may be equipped.
这是我们已经读了好几次的以弗所书四章，为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
And we read it many times in chapter 4 that we may equip the saints for the work of ministry, that the body of Christ may be edified.
所以当我们被成全，或是我们去成全别人的时候
，So when we are equipped ourselves, or we're equipping others,
不光是为了提升他个人的价值。扩大他蒙福的度量。
Again, it's not just for the purpose of that particular individual would be blessed and his value would be elevated.
那终极的目的是为了整个身体被建立啊。
But at the centrality of this conclusion is that the entire body would be edified.
让教会或是基督的身体，我们那个属灵的价值跟蒙福的度量能够不断的提升。
That the church and this body would continue to grow in its value and continue to be increased in its capacity to be blessed.
在以弗所书第五章讲到夫妻的时候。
So Ephesians chapter 5, when it talks about the relationship of husband and wife, 那你讲到
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It says that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
那个目的也是为了要得到一个荣耀的教会。
And the purpose is that a glorious church would come about.
对不对？那你第五章26、27节讲到基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Chapter 5, verse 26 and 27, it says that the Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
他又用水借着道把教会洗得洁净
and sanctified and cleansed it with the washing of the word
成为圣洁可以归给自己做个荣耀的教会
that it may be holy and be a glorious church unto him
乃是这个没有斑点皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
and not having any spot or wrinkles or any such things
所以你要知道连基督为我们舍命
so when Christ gave his life for us
都是为了得到教会啊
it's for the sake of obtaining the church
不是只是为了我个人可以上天堂
it's not just for individuals to be able to go to heaven
是为了教会
it's for the church
每一次聚会讲道出来用水借着道洗净教会的时候
and every time the word is preached and is spoken that the word is cleansing the church
所以我们每次来聚会听这个道听那个道看属灵书得个人的帮助都是为了要神要得到一个荣耀的教会
So when we come and listen to messages or read good books, spiritual books, it's for the benefit of the church would be glorified.
这是我们彼此成全非常重要的目的
And that is the end means of us equipping one another.
所以在我们诗歌本有一首诗歌叫做 Make me a blessing, 使我成为祝福
A particular hymn in our hymn book that says Make me a blessing.
我非常喜欢他的副歌结束的时候说 Make me a blessing to someone today.
And the hymn ends with the words Make me a blessing to someone today.
让我今天就成为别人的祝福、啊、
That today that I would be a blessing to someone.
不要羡慕将来我有一天我变好了我成为别人的祝福、
That I do not simply long for the future at some point that I'd be good enough to be a blessing to someone.
这是一个成长的过程。
But it is a growing process.
我们需要被提升。
We need to be elevated.
我们需要被扩大。
We need to be enlarged.
当我们被提升我们被扩大的时候我们成为人家祝福的度量就跟着扩大了
And when we are elevated and we are enlarged our capacity to bless others will also grow
所以这就是神把我们摆在教会的原因
And that is the reason why God has placed each and every one of us in the church
这是为什么我讲到上个礼拜讲到我们高中考大学的时候是全班一起考联考
And that's why last week when I was preaching I spoke the example that when we come to the final exams that the whole class was taking it together
整个班上那么团结每天早上 把要背的单是啦，要读的书，好的数学题目写在黑板上。
All the students work together. Everybody put in the vocabulary, the best problems for each other to study.
结果我们全班都考上了。
And our entire class, we all did really well.
而且80%都是考上最好的学校。
And 80% of us, we all got to very good schools.
弟兄姊妹，这是因为大家把力量都加起来。
And because all of us, we contributed our strength, our individual strength.
所以我说过，从前这个中国驻美大使董玄光博士说，一个中国人决定胜过一个日本人。
One particular man said in time past that one Chinese will definitely overcome one Japanese.
但是两个中国人就绝对输给两个日本人。
But two Chinese will definitely lose to two Japanese.
因为中国人不是一加一等于二，一加一小于二。
And for Chinese, the culture oftentimes one plus one is less than two.
甚至one plus one becomes negative.
And sometimes one plus one even becomes a negative number.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们中国弟兄姊妹不是这个样子。
And I pray that we who are Chinese descent, brothers and sisters, we are not this way.
所以我们等一下读到腓立比书的时候，其实我们现在就看哈，腓立比书二章一到五节。
And we come to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。等一下我们会再回来读，你就发现了没有？你只要有就带来。
And this verse simply tells us, if you have these things, bring it.
带来
Bring it.
我就讲神将丰富啊
That we want fullness in the house of God.
我们刚刚说现在在美国这个过春节的习惯比从前多多了啊
Pastor Nancy was saying that the culture of celebrating the Chinese New Year seems to be increasing.
你看这两天各个小组团契都趁这个机会打开家 potluck 然后传福音
A lot of small groups, we open up our homes and we take the opportunity to share the gospel.
对我们这种比较早期来美国的1979年来的我们过春节都是东南亚的同事提醒我们哎今天是 Chinese New Year 我们才知道
and for us who came and we lived here a little longer we started out back in the 70s and we actually need to be reminded hey Chinese New Year is right around the corner
但是中国人没有这么多哈中国店更没有这么多
so back in the day there weren't that many Chinese and there weren't that many Chinese stores
那么后来我们开始去中国培训的时候知道有春节因为中国常常都是春节办特会
and so when we go into China we know that oftentimes they do have these celebrations because they take the opportunity to have retreats over the holidays
我跟于师母常常除夕夜坐在飞机上正好往那边去
so Pastor Nancy and myself oftentimes would be on the plane on New Year's Eve over to to China
我们这两天有机会去不同团契发现哎呀每一个团契吃的菜都好棒啊
and these few days we were graciously invited to some of the fellowships and we go and weobserve the food that they've been eating that is really, really wonderful.
我没有到一个小组菜不够的。
I have not yet come to a particular small group where they ran out of food.
很多小组就是剩下的这个远远超过大家吃这个吃掉的。
And oftentimes we discover that in these small groups what's left over is much more than what people have consumed.
你就让那顿饭吃得很舒服，对不对？
So you know that particular meal was very well eaten.
然后如果你们这个小组不管是什么团契说今天是聚餐结果大家带来都没带或是只带一点点
Also if this particular small group the announcement has been made it's going to be a potluck but nobody brought anything everybody just brings a little bit
那么大的 container 打开来不过是 in and out 的一个 hamburger
And you bring a huge container and then you open the lid it's just one small hamburger from in and out
弟兄姊妹大家吃什么
So, Brent, what are we going to eat?
所以神家里面是丰富，就是你只要有，只要在主面前得到。这里讲了这么多啊。
So, in the richness of the house of God, these particular verses tells us, as long as you have them,
我们带到神家来
，bring it in the house of God.
我们用基督的丰富彼此来服侍啊。
And with the richness of Christ, we serve one another.
所以这教会被建立，就是神把各样的人放在教会里面。
So when the church is being equipped, God puts all sorts of people within the church.
神把各样的恩赐赐给神的儿女。
God puts all sorts of giftings within the church.
对，当我们聚在一起的时候。
So when we are gathered together.
我们是在这里 display, 在这里摆出来我们里面的丰富和恩典。
We are here displaying the richness and the fullness of Christ.
然后我们彼此享受。
And we can enjoy one another.
我说过，我如果口袋一个 quarter, 如果跟启正交换的话交换完我还是一个 quarter 他还是一个 quarter
and I gave this example before if I had a quarter in my pocket I've exchanged it with brother Chi Chen and we at the end of the exchange we each only still have a quarter
除非他的是金的
unless his quarter is somehow made out of gold
那我们交换完我们都还是一个 quarter
and after the exchange the value hasn't changed
可是来神家里面在爱中的交通属灵的交通交通完我赚了他也赚了
but in the house of God when we enter into fellowshipHe has gained, and I have gained as well.
我的得着不会因为交通完掉了，反而只会更丰富。
The things that I have gained in my pocket, it will not diminish, but it will only become richer.
我说我所得到属灵的东西，交通完只会更多，好，我并不会失去的。
The things that I have personally gained, when I share it, I won't lose it, it will just become richer.
他把他的交通给我，他也不会失去。
And when he gives me what he has understood, he wouldn't lose it.
可是我回家的时候，我是带着两个人的丰富回家了。
But when I go home, I have the abundance of two individuals.
所以你们小组如果有十五个人，聚完会应该是带着十五个人的丰富回家，对不对
？So when you come to your small group is 15 people, you need to walk out of that door with the richness of 15 individuals.
真的听得懂我的意思吗
？You guys understand what I'm saying?
所以小组聚会应该是很享受的。
So in these small group gatherings should be a place where everyone is enjoying it.
小组聚会是来赚不是赚钱啊，就是吃包赚不赔的。
It's a place where you're just going to earn, you're not going to lose a thing.
但是也不要这么轻看这件事情。
But do not despise such a small thing.
保罗责备哥林多教会说：“你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。”
And Paul rebuked the church of Corinth and says that you do not benefit one another when you get together, but you are suffering loss.
因为他们来的时候带着错的态度 他们用错的方式在这里聚会。
Because when they come together, they come with the wrong attitude and the wrong manner by which they get together.
如果基督不是中心
，If Christ is not the center.
如果我们没有看见聚会的目的
，If we do not see the purpose of this gathering.
如果我们来的时候不是带着基督丰富的恩典而来
，If we do not come with the fullness of Christ.
甚至我们在这里彼此增进、彼此批评的话，这个聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
And instead, we come criticizing one another, and when we come and fight with one another, then we are suffering loss when we get together.
所以你们聚会好不好？好在于大家自己的决定。
So whether this meeting is good or bad is determined by every member.
在于我们怎么为自己的小组、为自己的团契祷告。
And how we pray for our each individual small groups.
扩大一点就是我们的教会了。
And the little more when we take another step out of that small group is our church.
到底这个教会是我们喜欢来，因为在这里可以得到恩典。
This church is it a place where you like to come because you are blessed?
还是我不想来，因为在这里有很多的伤害。
Or I don't want to come because I'm often hurt.
因为在这里有很多让人这个受搅扰失望的事情
or people are hurt because there are a lot of things that cause people despair
弟兄姊妹我们来教会的生活的目的是为了让基督的身体被建立起来
we come for the purpose that the body of Christ may be equipped
在这里讲到教会生活的特点就是讲到把一也活出来基督的一
and the special characteristic of a church life is the oneness that would be seen
教会在地上一个非常重要的见证
the one very important aspect of the testimony of the church
就是一
it is this oneness
这个一没有爱是不可能活出来的
this oneness cannot be lived out without love
这个一没有十字架是不可能活出来的。
This oneness without the cross cannot be lived out.
这个一不是借着外面的要求、跟做法、跟制度、跟传统带出来的。
This oneness does not come by requirements, by methodologies, by traditions.
所以我们很喜欢 Austin Sparks 弟兄的一句话。
Brother Austin Sparks said these words.
他说：“基督叫人和，事物叫人分。”
Is that Christ causes us to be united, but the things that we do cause us to be divided.
Yeah.你如果强调事情的话
But if you simply focus on the things we do
因为大家的看法大家的传统大家的背景都不一样
There's all of our own viewpoints all of our backgrounds all of our perspectives are different
大家的兴趣也不一样
Our particular likings are different
不信的话我相信你们在团契里面都会碰到同样的事情
And I trust that in your fellowship you discover that very quickly
像 Rainbow 或是 Thomas 你们年轻一点喜欢出去活动啊、
The Rainbow Fellowship or the Thomas Fellowship you guys are more active you like to go out have outings
到底是去是 biking 呢还是 hiking 呢可能就很多人不一样了
And once you ask everybody do you want to go biking or do you want to go hike and you get different opinions
到底是要去 picnic 呢还是去吃 hamburger 呢每个人意见不一样
Should we have a picnic or should we just go grab a hamburger and everybody have their own opinions
到底去旧金山呢还是 Monterey Park 那个 Monterey 呢每个人都不一样
Do we go to San Francisco or Monterey, and everybody have different inputs.
很容易不一样的。
And very quickly, we would be different.
你们觉得还有哪些东西会不一样，叫人不一样
Anything else that would cause us to be different?
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你。在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目愿神的话语祝福你的新生命